This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with you, and as we do each Thursday, we get together with our good friend Russ Collins. He's executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor and serves as my co-host for Cinema Chat. And how do we find you today, Mr. Collins?
Pretty darn good. It's a beautiful day outside, so, it's a good day to stay inside and watch movies.
Spoken like a true professional. So, need some popcorn for those movies? It's available, right?
That's right. On Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, you can order in advance some popcorn and other concession items. If you want a coffee mug, we even have those. And you can order those up early in the afternoon or later in the afternoon and then pick them up between 5 and 7. So get your concession orders in. It's all very sanitarily done and carefully created by our staff. So if you're longing for that Michigan Theater popcorn, we can get it to you on Fridays, Saturdays, and Tuesdays.
And now we're not that far away from being able to purchase those concession items in person at the theater inside.
Well, we're working to get open. Of course, it depends on the governor's permission to do that, to allow public gathering places to open in some constrained way. But we're in the middle of working through all that we need to do to make sure that our audiences and our staff are safe. If we're lucky, we hope to open up probably for the 4th of July weekend, but we don't know that because we don't know the governor's plans, and we want everything to be just right before we open up to the public. Again, with a very limited capacity, we're expecting.
And I assume the experience will be somewhat different. It won't be packed theaters, and I assume there's social distancing measures that have been put in place in the manner in which we will go in, the way we will purchase those concessions, and even use the restrooms.
That's correct. Yes, everything is being altered, and we'll make things as no touch as possible. And we've got guards that we've manufactured so that we protect the customers and the staff from those kind of interactions that you don't want to do during a pandemic. So we got new traffic patterns and different seating arrangements and all of those things that we want to do to make sure that we're as safe as possible. But, of course, we want to make sure all those things are in place and everything's set up with all the government agencies before we open up. But we are pointing in a direction of opening up. They opened up theaters up north in Michigan. One of our colleague theaters, the Lyric Theater in the Petoskey Harbor Springs area, opened up. And we'll look forward to welcoming people back to the state and Michigan theater. But before that, we've got a couple of films that are going to be of particular interest to WEMU listeners, as well as Cinema Chat listeners. Since you have to listen to Cinema Chat on WEMU, it only makes sense. But Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, she was the first African musician who won international stardom. She was from South Africa. She always embraced those traditional South African roots in her music and performances. She was banned from South Africa in 1959. She performed for John F. Kennedy, worked with Harry Belafonte, Nina Simone, was married to Hugh Masekela and Stokely Carmichael. She had a tumultuous but amazing life. What a wonderful, wonderful musician. This documentary starts on Friday. A film that we opened a couple weeks ago, Up from the Streets, New Orleans, The City of Music, is still playing. So go check that out if you're looking to understand from Terrence Blanchard, who spent many years with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, but he's an Oscar-nominated, six-time Grammy Award-winning musician who tells the story with all of those famous New Orleans musicians that you can think of how music and culture intersected to create
Pretty much right at the heart of what we do here at WEMU.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then Deb, who does a program with you on Tuesday.
Creative Impact, right?
That's right, and myself and our son Alan Collins are going to do Pick Up Cocktail Cinema again. We're going to watch, we have to watch it in advance, What's Up, Doc, and High Anxiety. And then on Tuesday the 16th between 7 and 8:30, we'll talk about cocktails between 7 and 7:30, and then we'll talk about the movies, What's Up, Doc, and High Anxiety, from 7:30 to 8:30. Watch those films in advance and then get on our website and get yourself invited to this free cocktail cinema presentation that folks are having a lot of fun with.
Are you enjoying doing that? Are you enjoying hosting? Is this something that might continue beyond pandemic?
Yeah, I think it might. Maybe not every week, but yeah, we think that that people like it. And Alan has turned into quite the TV star, as the cocktail artist, and it's really fun. So another fun thing that we're doing during the pandemic close down is our virtual watch party. And this is Nick Alderink, our film curator, who puts this together. And this is going to be on Saturday at 9:05. And what happens is you log on to Twitch, and everyone who logs on also logs on to Plan 9 from Outer Space, which is one of the worst films ever made, but it's a cult classic by Ed Wood, and
right.
it's a tremendously fun
one
thing
of the best worst experiences you'll ever have.
Exactly.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on WEMU. I'm David Fair, and Russ Collins is on the other end of the WEMU phone line with all that is taking place throughout our nation. I think we've all kind of refocused where our head's at and the kind of internal and external conversations we have. And as such, you've created some film experiences that can lend to that dialogue.
Absolutely. Black voices, black filmmakers. We actually have a rather large selection of films that were created, screen wrote, directed, and performed by African-American actors and artists in the movies. Three documentary films that we're featuring this week, Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, mm-hmm. I'm Not Your Negro, and Whose Street. All of those films have played in theaters, and we did all of them at a Cinetopia festival. And then Just Mercy is another film that we're highlighting this week. It's available for free to screen for the entire month of June. It's based on the powerful and thought-provoking true story of a young lawyer by the name of Brian Stevenson, played by Michael B. Jordan, and his history-making battle for justice. Just after he graduates from Harvard, instead of working for a big law firm, he decides to take on cases in Alabama of folks that were wrongly condemned. And Brie Larson also stars in this, as does Jamie Foxx, who plays one of the unjustly accused that has been in jail for many years. And Brian Stevenson intervenes on his behalf and fights as hard as he can.
By all accounts, a very powerful film, Just Mercy.
It's a very powerful film, absolutely. And it's free through the month of June. We've also got the Mindfulness Moment, which, again, we opened a couple of weeks ago, but there's going to be a special Q&A session with the filmmaker, Rob Beamer, on June the 11th at 7 o'clock. Go to the Michigan Theater website, get more information about that Q&A, and to watch the film, The Mindfulness Moment. And then our technical director created a film that's actually gone over really well. It's just got a great review in Pulp, which is the Ann Arbor District Library's publication. It's called The Motion of Stillness. It was put together by Jared Van Eyck, who did the filming and also wrote the score. He did a score for Metropolis for us a couple years ago that was really amazing. It was a digitally controlled playing of the Barton organ. This is more of a typical electronic music score that Jared put together to the cinematography of captured snow falling on April 15th, 2020. Just 24 days after the COVID-19 stay-at-home order was initiated. It's a beautiful, lyrical film made right here in our community by the tech director of the Michigan Theater. Films that are opening tomorrow, Picture of a Scientist, is a documentary film about women scientists and their struggles in their careers. There's going to be two Q&A sessions on the 17th. Radiolab's Molly Webster is going to be with the filmmaker. And that's going to be Wednesday the 17th. And on Wednesday the 24th, moderated by Nick, our film curator, will be Sharon Satek of the University of Michigan and Dr. Jane Wallenberg, who's the subject in the film, Picture of a Scientist, a really wonderful documentary about the sexism that exists in the scientific world and academic and research science. But the story of the women are very, very compelling. I Mariposa is a documentary film about how the wall between Mexico and Texas could really disrupt the natural processes of the monarch butterfly. It's a beautiful, beautiful film I, Mariposa opens on Friday, as does Morona's Fantastic Tale, which is an animated film that's done in a very, very unique and beautiful way about a stray dog. And then Corpus Christi is like one of the big buzz films that came out of Sundance, and it was an Academy Award Best International Feature nominee. And it's a beautiful film set about a convict who wants to be a priest. So anyway, lots of really great stuff. Last week we opened up Shirley, that stars Elizabeth Moss, and Tommaso, which is a Abel Ferrara film that stars Willem Dafoe, who regularly partners with Abel Ferrara. So there's a lot to check out, and we'll hope to see you soon at the State of Michigan Theater.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thank you, David, and ta-ta from Hollywood.